degrees here in the Glen Pool, and a 16-mile-an-hour wind out of the south. It's blowing out there, I'll tell you what. All right, we use that.
Out and go swimming there, you know, the heat wave coming here, but I ain't going to hold you up, Ken. I'll let you get on down the list there. It's not like there's a bunch of fine people behind me there, too, so everybody out there have a good day, and we'll catch you all this evening on the 470 Amateur Radio Group net at 7:30. We'll see y'all there. Back to you, Ken, 7:30, KCWB.
Jeremy, thanks for being there. Yeah, make sure you come visit Jeremy on Tuesdays. All right, let's see. Next was on the list was... see, I think it was Aaron. You there, Aaron?
Yes, I am. Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Lima Hotel. I don't have a whole lot to add to the net, but yes, it is a beautiful, sunny day, and it's, like you said, it is a bit chilly, but other than that, it's good to be out. But I'm going to hand it down the list because I don't have a whole lot to add. KQ4, LLH.
Aaron, well, thanks for being there. You know, you're always welcome to join in. All right, this is KO4LMK with the Thursday edition of Lunch Bunch. Next on the list is Freddie. How you doing today?
Good morning, Juliet. Lima Kilo. Good afternoon, Ken. Thanks for doing the net today. Beautiful day out here.
Yeah, and but I'm going to stay on the warm side of the glass.
I'm trying to, but it's, I can't work from inside here, so I'll do it while I can. Anyway, like I said, thanks for doing that, and I'd like to thank everybody for their continued support for the Radio Amateurs Club of Knoxville. Our annual dinner was Tuesday night, and had a giveaway of a Yaesu FT65R, and the proud winner of that was Aaron Patrick, KQ4LLH. So, congratulations, Aaron. Again, it was a great year in 2025, and looking forward to 26. KO4J, okay.
Yeah, this year's about over. We're getting ready to start a new one, so hopefully it'll be better than, not that this one was a really bad year, but, you know, you always hope it gets better. Where they got you going today?
Trip was up in southwest of Virginia, now I'm headed down to Sweetwater.
Lots of windshield time today, huh?
Just a little bit. And there is no December meeting, too. Forgot to add that in. No December meeting, correct.
Jerry was wondering about that earlier, so, cleared that. Freddie, you got anything else for us?
That'll be all. I'll just be listening there. Thanks for doing that again, Ken. Good to hear from you. 73 to everyone. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet. Lima Kilo.
Well, thanks for being there. Be careful out there, and you know, you're always welcome to join in. All right, this is KO4LMK with Thursday edition of Lunch Bunch, filling in for Mr. Rick today, and looking for check-ins. Anybody anywhere?
Check.
Go ahead, recheck.
KO4AXC. Do I sound better now?
Much better now. You must be back into town, huh?
Back in town. No, I was just saying, this is my first year learning what Bud does for the Hamfest. I got kind of voluntold that I was going to be taking over for him with Kathy, so we're going to be trying to negotiate some stuff with the fairground people as soon as Bud lets me and Kathy know when we've got to meet.
Yeah, I know when I talked to Bud the other night, I was under the impression most of that stuff been nailed down, but you know, nails can be removed, so just let us know.
I think he mentioned something to me, Kathy, about trying to renegotiate because it's something with some Mustang thing going on there.
I think they call it the ponies or something like that, but they usually come in right after us, so and then there's been a little conflict there, so yeah, I'm sure he's trying to get all that stuff resolved.
So he's going to have me and Kathy go with him so we can meet the people that we got to continue to deal with and see if we can't make anything cool happen.
Sounds good. Well, you know, let us know how it goes, and you know, I'm sure you will, and we'll, you know, we got a little time yet, so yeah, hopefully we'll get something resolved there.
Oh, absolutely, buddy. Other than that, today's going great. It's beautiful. I don't know, man. It's just a great day. So, you know, just remember to be happy, treat everybody good, and continue on. So I'm going to turn it back to you. You have a great day, Ken. I'll talk to you later on. KR4 ASC, back to net.
Joe, I know Roger's doing a plug, but you want to throw in a plug here before you go?
I'll plug in real quick. Yeah, this is KR4 ASC. Don't forget to come see me and Kurt, KQ4ZHO, every morning, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 8 a.m. on the 145-230. We'll be happy to have you with us there on the Breakfast Bunch. Make sure you come talk to us. We're a lot of fun in the morning.
Yeah, Breakfast Bunch on the 230 repeater, and, you know, they'll be glad to have you. Joe, you got anything else for us?
Nope, that's all. Back to you guys. KR4 ASC, back to net.
Hey, this is KO4LMK with the Monday edition of Lunch Bunch. The Thursday edition of Lunch Bunch. Looking for check-ins, call in.
Kilo Quebec 4, Romeo, X-ray, Golf, China Jim, Minnesota, Daisy, Tennessee, in and out.
Hey, let's pause right there. I got three on the list. I got Pete, and I got Kerwin, and I got Santa Jim. And I think Santa Jim said he was in and out, so thanks for being there, and thanks for getting us into the spirit there. All right, let's go back up and see what Pete's up to.
Afternoon, Kenny. Hope you're staying a little bit warm. 44 degrees here in where I'm at, up above Lenore City. So, yeah, I'm staying inside. That's about it. Trying to take care of a few minor things. Hope your day's going better, and I'll try and check in tonight. We'll see what's going on, and probably go to bed early. It's getting cold out there.
Yeah, it's, I'm not sure what the topic is for tonight for the round table, but I'm sure that I have a good one, and, you know, trivia is always good. A lot of participation here lately, so that's good.
Roger that. Yep, not much going on here, so thanks for bringing me in, and 73 everybody. Hope everybody's staying warm, and I'm going to throw it back at you so you can get some more check-ins and get out of here, and we'll see you tonight. So, Whiskey Quebec 4, Echo Elks here, back to net.
Pete, well, thanks for being there, and, you know, you're always welcome to join in, and we'll be listening for you tonight. All right, let's move on down, and down to Coker Creek, pick up Kerwin. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Ken. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I'm staying on the warm side of the glass for now, anyway. I got to go out tonight, though.
I don't envy you for that, I'll tell you. I think it's about the same as temperature down here as you, about 42 degrees last I looked. And but the sun shines out and it's gorgeous outside, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, but I'm getting to the point where I've had friends that say I'm not going outside till the temperature gets above my age. So, yeah, it's gonna warm up quite a bit before I go out then. If I go with that,
it'll be about May.
Figure March, April time frame, but I really don't mind the cold. I like it better than the heat and humidity.
I don't like the humidity, I will say that, but I hope they miss it about this weekend. I was reading something about the teams Sunday night and Monday night.
Yeah, I think it's that's what they're calling for, yeah, really, really below freezing weathers and, you know, night and early morning there.
I'll have to make sure that I get plenty of firewood stacked up in the garage for lighting up the wood heater downstairs. I enjoy it. I like watching the fire, and the warmth that you get from a wood heater is just so much different and better for your bones than a heat pump is.
Yeah, I love a wood fire. You know, it's like you say, you know, you got the glow, you know, and everything. It's can't beat it.
Yeah, ours has one of those glass doors on the front. It's just like having a fireplace, other than hearing the crackle so much of the wood. But anyway, I've been having some excitement down here today. I've been trying to repair a Keurig coffee pot, and it has been driving me crazy for days, and I finally found a thermal fuse that was hitting that thing. That thing, it's more computer than it is anything. It's got actual two boards on the inside of it.
Well, I can say I've never taken one apart, and in fact, I don't even own one, so we'll take your word for it.
It's one of those things that's gotten under my skin, and I just can't let it go. And I finally found it, and I got a thermal fuse off of Scamazon. It was only $5, but of course it's got some unusual brass connections on it, so I guess I'll be going to the Home Depot.
Well, you know, it's good to know that kind of stuff. I wouldn't have. I'd have probably just tossed it and went and bought another one.
This one's a little bit too expensive. It's one that actually has a regular coffee pot and then the K-pods on the other side of it. So, love the concept, but I don't like it messing up like that.
Sometimes when you combine a lot of that stuff, you know, if one side goes down, then, you know, the whole thing goes down. But my son found one. It's a water cooler and a Keurig combination at Walmart. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, I've seen some of them where you can actually make iced tea with them, which I thought, how in the world do you make iced tea with something with hot water? But evidently you can. But anyway, but I don't have anything else to add to the net today. I appreciate you stepping in for Rick, and like I've said to others, I'm sure he appreciates it as well. And hope you have a good day, Ken. Hope everybody else on the net does. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Uniform Lima, Kerwin down in Coca Creek. Hope everybody has a great day. 73.
Kerwin, you have a good day, and you know, you're always welcome to join in. So thanks for being there. All right, this is KO4 on K with the Thursday edition of Lunch Bunch, filling in for Rick. And let's see, San and Jim, did you have a comment?
Oh, but I do, N4IJL, if he doesn't show.
All right, Jerry, go ahead.
Santa, you know, with all of that, you know, clothing he has to wear, maybe it'll take him a while to get to the mic there, so I'll fill in while he's getting over to the mic. Stephen was talking about the winter field day that the Rack Club is doing, and I'm thinking, oh, cool, you know, that's not to mention cool, yeah. Maybe local or something. So I look it up, Winter Field Day, and if anybody wants to know about it, it looks really kind of interesting more on a broader scope. It's winterfieldday.org, winterfieldday, all one word, .org, and a lot of information there about it. So I just thought I'd toss that out for anybody that's interested. The Rack Club's going to be participating, and out there, I guess, at the American Legion place. I guess that's in East Knoxville. So anyway, just thought to toss that out for those that wanted to check it out on the web, winterfieldday.org. Back to you, N4IJL.
Yeah, it's, you know, we usually do it, but I don't have a whole lot of enthusiasm for it, you know, with the AL4US. But we got our meeting tonight, so I'll double check, and I'm don't think we're going to be doing it, but you never know. And I think it's around the 24th and 25th, I believe, the dates. But yeah, if you go to winterfieldday.org, you know, there's a lot of good information there.
That's correct on the date, 24th, 25th, January 2026. Yeah, nice website. Back to you. It's got some video from YouTube or something on it. N4IJL.
Gary, thanks for that. All right, this is KO4LMK with Thursday edition Lunch Bunch. You have more check-ins. Call now.
KJ4, LEV Mobile, in and out.
K4NJA, in and out.
Let's pause right there. I got Jerry in and out. Who was the other station?
Alpha 4, November Juliet Alpha.
Hey, November Juliet Alpha, we got you on the list. Thanks for being there, and you're always welcome to join back in. Any more check-ins, call now.
Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Mike Kilo, mobile, in and out.
Uniform Mike Kilo, we got you on the list. Thanks for being there. Be careful out there, and you're always welcome to join back in. All right, this is KOR4LMK with the 30 Edition Lunch Crunch. Any more check-ins, call now.
Kilo India 4, Romeo Alpha Yankee.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Uniform X-Ray. Doug in Ohio, good afternoon, Ken. Appreciate you doing the net. And it's 27 degrees up here in Ohio. Going to get down to zero over the weekend. So everybody have a good weekend.
Hey, we got Ray and we got Doug up in Ohio. Doug, thanks a lot for being there. Yeah, stay in, stay warm, and thanks for being there. All right, let's go back up and pick up Ray. How are you doing today?
Greetings, Ken, AKI4RY. Just wanted to say everything is doing pretty good here at QTH in La Follette. Looking forward to the 470 Amateur Radio Group. I see your substituting for Rick. Is he going to be able to be on the net tonight?
As far as I know, he'll be here tonight. Yeah, he's starting a new job, and I think today was orientation, or he had to go in and do paperwork and stuff, so that's why he's not here today. But, yeah, he should be here tonight.
Yeah, roger that. I'm planning on doing the roundtable for Scott. I just wanted to make sure that that was still the plan. Trying to get some topics together and some trivia together, too. I usually do the This Day in History.
Sure, he'll still want you to do, the roundtable tonight. So, maybe plan on that and get some trivia. And looking forward to it.
Yeah, roger that, Ken. I hope you jump in. It's always good to have a good crowd, you know. I like folks to be able to bring up their own topics on the roundtable, because just like N4JIL, I can't stand the dead air.
It's what a dead air with these long hang times. I usually check out before the roundtable because I have to get up early and do a MarsNet, so I usually check out a little earlier. Sometimes I'll listen in, but anyway, yeah, you know, you do a good job. But when I've listened in, so make sure you come out and visit Rick and Ray and whoever else in there, and doing the trivia tonight. And that's on the 470 repeater.
Yep, roger that. Come one and come all to the 470 Amateur Radio Group. And we'll love to have you. You know, it starts at 7:30 with N4JTQ. And then 9 o'clock is the trivia, and 10 o'clock is the round table. All right, Ken, I'll jump off and say 7:30 and hope to see or hear most of the rest of you tonight.
Hey, well, thanks for being there. And, these long hang times and, yeah, I heard it. I guess when we talk through the hang times, it kind of messes up the 195, so I'm trying not to, talk through the hang time there. So thanks a lot, Ray. Yeah, I'll make sure you come out tonight. And you got anything else for us?
No, not really. I just wanted to say wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, and don't forget the Santa net. That's on 3.916 at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. They do a great net, and they encourage third party with the kids and the grandkids. So if you can get on HF and you can get 3.916, general and above operators, and get on there and have the kiddies talk to Santa.
Ray, thanks for that. Yeah, it's that time of year again, and get the kids and grandkids involved, and maybe they'll get interested in ham radio and they'll get their tickets. So thanks a lot, Ray, and thanks for being here. All right, this is KO4LMK with the Thursday edition of Lunch Bunch. Any more check-ins, call now.
KR4IAO.
Last station, your audio is a little low. Give me a call sign again, please.
KR4IAO.
Alpha India Oscar.
Alpha Oscar.
I think we got it that time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. This is actually my my first time ever getting to use my call sign and call in to you guys, so happy to be here, I guess.
Your very first contact or the first time checking in on that?
Very first contact. I got my license 2 days ago.
Give me a call sign one more time. I don't know if you're aware of, but there is a first contact award, so yeah, if you don't mind, give me a call sign again phonetically and make sure I have it right, and I'll get it out to you.
Okay, very nice. It's Kilo Romeo 4, India Alpha Oscar.
Hey, I'm a dyslexic when it comes to writing numbers and letters and stuff, so I had an AIO instead of IAO, so I got it that time, and you know, usually the first timers, we ask a couple questions, you know, like, why did you get into the hobby, and, you know, and where do you see yourself going into it?
Yeah, the original reason is my brother and I do a lot of camping, so it'll be pretty useful to go hunting and camping and kind of all sorts of outdoors activities, so... additionally, I'd like to get something mobile that I can put in my truck to kind of take it around with me. Other than that, I just thought it was really interesting, and I've kind of been listening in on your guys' lunch bunch every once in a while, so it seemed like it'd be a fun kind of hobby to get into.
Right. Which repeater are you coming in on?
It's down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Let me see. It's N4LMC.
Yeah, I think that's coming in through All-Star, and usually there's a long hang time at the end. Once you unkey, it hangs up for a few seconds there, so that's what the delay is. Welcome to the hobby, and, you know, we're here Monday through Fridays, and we love having you in here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's pretty cool to talk on it now, not just listen to you guys chat. So get it, and hope you guys all have a Merry Christmas. 73.
Can you get his email address? I don't see it on QRZ in 4IJ.
Program with QRZ and Gigaparts.
We're with you a bit, Ken. Sorry. Can you get his email address? It's not on QRZ.
Yeah. Can I get your email address? That way I can send you the first contact award. And yeah, go to QRZ and look up Jumpstart Program, and it's QRZ.com. And they have, it's a special for new hams on getting a nice little handy talkie really cheap.
Go and put it on there so you can get it, or should I just give it to you over there?
Once you show up on... QRZ, it takes a couple of days from the day you get your license. They only update the list a couple times a week, I think. But yeah, you can go in and add your email address to it. But if you can give me your email address now, I can get the certificate out to you in the email. I got a lot of static there at the first. Can you try one more time?
Yes, sir. Joel H. Jones at Yahoo.
Long hang times are killer. Okay, would you say Joel or Joe?
Joel, J-O-E-L.
Make sure I got it all. I got Joel H. Jones at, you said, Yahoo?
Yes, sir. You got it.
Hey, it's a nice little first contact certificate that ARL used to mail them out, but they quit doing that, and they just provide a PDF that we can go in and fill out and send to you. So, you know, it's just like Jerry says, you know, right now it really doesn't mean a whole lot, but, you know, in a few years you get looking back and, you know, start reminiscing. It's, you know, kind of a nice thing. So, you know who your very first contact was.
No, that's great. That's awesome. It feels very special.
again, welcome to the hobby. This net was started for new hands, so, you know, you got over the part about pushing the button and talking, so, but if you have any questions or, you know, concerns about the hobby, you know, this is a good place to bring them up.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, we got your information now. We'll be getting in touch with you. And well, you said you've been listening, so you know this net goes Monday through Friday from 12 noon Eastern until whenever. So tomorrow, I'm not sure. Probably Bill filling in for Scott and Lynn, but somebody will be here. So check in every day if you can, and welcome to the hobby.
Absolutely. Thank you, 73.
We'll clear with Joel and see if we have any more check-ins. Call now.
Whiskey 5 Delta Juliet Romeo.
Quebec Charlie Fox, Matt in Greenville.
Just pause right there. I got Quebec Charlie Fox. What was the first station? My pen ran out of ink. I had to find a new one.
Whiskey 5 Delta Juliet Romeo.
We got you that time. Hey, it's been a while. How you been?
Oh, you should ask. I'm sitting over at UT Hospital right now. Had surgery this week. I had a colon resection, so doing some recovery, but I brought my ham radio with me so I could check in and say hi to everybody.
Hey, well, hopefully things went all right, and hope for a speedy recovery there, and good to hear you again.
Good to be transmitting again. I've been having a lot of projects going on, so take some bouts where I'm not on the radio, but I always like to get in there every now and then to say hi to everybody. Anyways, I'm hopefully get discharged tonight, so I think things are going well. But, thanks for doing the net, Ken, W5BJR.
Well, we'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers and for speedy recovery there, and good to hear you. All right, let's go down and pick up QCF. How you doing, Zach?
Yes, sir, doing well. This is Matt, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Charlie Fox. Just picking up the kids from school. I wanted to make sure you had plenty of check-ins today. Things are looking on the up and up over here in Greenville.
Hey, well, yeah, picking up the kids from school. I don't know. I know around here they got some pretty big lines, so hopefully you've not been sitting out there too long.
Yeah, sometimes I got to give mom a break. We're sitting in a little bit of a line, but it's always a pleasure and what a blessing and to have the day and we're having, and it's a good day to be in Tennessee and in East Tennessee, and everyone else listening as well. This part of the country's got to be the best thing going, so we're all just blessed. Let's remember that. I hope everyone's doing well out there, and that's all I've got for everybody. This is Matt. I'm in Greenville, and this is Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Charlie Fox. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, Matt, well, thanks for being there, and be careful out there, and you know, you're always welcome to join in. All right, any more check-ins, call now. Sounds like it's probably ran its course for today, so I'm going to say thanks for everybody that checked in today. We couldn't do these nets without you. I appreciate each and every one of you. Go check out our webpage, lunchbunch.net, and our Facebook page, The Lunch Bunch is Tennessee and Beyond. A lot of good information on there, so go check them out. And we want to say God bless the USA, God bless us all. Oh, and I want to thank the repeater owners, Kevin, W4KEV, and Emmett, W4EDP, for all they do for ham radio, keeping these repeaters going. And I'm going to return the repeater back over to normal amateur radio use. This is KO4LMK, and I'm clear.